All right, we are back here in northern Minnesota, where it is Bay College basketball day number two. The Norris taking on Mesabi Range today. Our player spotlight, one of the newcomers on our team, Gavin Gothard. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. We got a nice win last night. Gave Coach Johnson and Mason a little good homecoming, right?
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely a really fun game, good atmosphere, a lot of fans there, so it was really fun.
Yeah, for sure. So tell everybody in Escanaba who don't know you where you came from and why you're here.
Well, I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota, and I'm here because I love the game, and I just really want to play college basketball, you know, love to win, love all of that, so, yeah.
And so when we go to DCTC, you plan to go off, right?
Oh, for sure, yes. I got a bunch of friends on the team, so it's going to be a really fun game to just go at them and, you know, get the win, so, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, talk a little about what you feel your role is on this team, because obviously you don't start, but when you come off the bench, he expects you to be able to do stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So back in high school, you know, I was the guy and stuff. And then coming here, you know, I had to start a new role, all that, you know, getting used to it. But no matter what, you just got to stay ready, you know, stay with it, stay locked in, keep working hard. So you can't really be affected by it. And, yeah.
How do you deal with that? You know, everybody wants to be on the court and do it. That's why you're here, right? You're not here to sit the bench, and you're not used to sitting the bench because you were the guy. You know, every one of these guys was the guy on their team, and now, you know, you have to share.
Yeah, definitely. I stick by trust the process, you know. You just got to keep working, you know, prove to them that you should be on the floor and stuff. So just stick by that. Just trust it.
What is it you feel that you do well? What do you bring to this team, and what are you still able working on that to be able to bring to this team?
Well, I'm working on everything still. Can never be satisfied, but I'm a really good shooter. I can pass the ball well. I can drive, you know, play good defense, be a leader, talk, just all that stuff. But you always got to improve day by day, so, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Last night, what was that like for you? You weren't obviously in St. Paul, but you saw how emotional it was for Mace and for Coach Johnson, and it was a good atmosphere last night.
Yeah, definitely. Those are my guys. You know, I love both of them dearly, you know. But it was fun. My parents were there. Got to play in front of them. It's been a couple months since I've seen them, so it was really cool.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what made you decide to go so far away from St. Paul to come up to Escanaba, Michigan?
Just something new. You know, I needed something new in my life just to experience something like Escanaba. Small town, stay focused with school and basketball, so, yeah.
So you're not going to be one of those guys that says, man, there's just nothing to do here.
Oh, no, I'm definitely one of those guys. Definitely one of those guys. But it's just, again, like I said, it's just new experiences I need to experience in life. So, yeah.
All right. Now, how about the speed of the game? What have you noticed? I imagine it's more high intensity and whatnot, bigger guys.
Yeah, definitely. I played some high-level competition in AAU, so I'm a little bit used to it, but I was still going to say it's very, you know, different from high school. You just got to get used to it. It takes a couple of games, but then, you know, when you get the rhythm of it, you feel better.
And so what do you think about this team's early success? Can we keep it up?
Oh, for sure. We definitely have a lot of depth on this team. You know, everyone's good. Everyone goes at it at practice, so we're only going to keep getting better.
So what are you studying here at Bay?
I'm doing social work.
Okay, so explain what you want to do.
I want to be a high school counselor. I want to help out troubled teens, you know, who need it, because I had some times in high school where I really needed it, so yeah.
Well, you turned out decent, because Coach Johnson wouldn't take a loser, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And it's good to be able to take those experiences, right, and say, hey, look, you know, I did this dumb stuff when I was a kid. Don't, you know, this is what will happen if you do it.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to help out kids stay on the right path, believe what they believe in, get to where they want to be.
How about the time management? You know, being in college, you know, it's not like you're at school like from 8:30 to 3:30 or something like that. You know, you have to really manage your time, and with basketball, it's a huge commitment, man.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely took me a week to get used to it, but then now I have a pretty good schedule, so yeah.
And then you know, you've got those practices which are intense. You've got study tables and all that, right?
Yeah, practice every day, intense. 8 in the morning, everyone just goes at it. Doesn't matter how early it is, we just go at it and work hard. Study tables, all of that stuff, you know.
And these road trips, you know, that's one thing. I know you did obviously go on road trips, but playing in St. Paul, you didn't have to drive 9 hours just to get to a game.
No, we did not at all. It was pretty easy traveling, but now with this, you know, it gets a little on you sometimes, but, you know, it is what it is. You just got to do it.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you give your shout-outs to folks you think may be listening.
You know, shout-out my mom and dad. I love you guys. Shout-out my team. Shout-out my friends, man.
All right. Well, hey, go get them today. Let's have some fun.
Let's go. Go Norse.
All right, man. Gavin Gothard, everybody, in our halftime show. There's more coming up from Virginia, Minnesota after these words. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.